Rainer Voss, thank you to be with us today.
It's a pleasure.
You're maybe not the only master of the universe, but one of them, a senior investment banker, and you are in this movie to talk about your job, but more than your job, about the financial system. Why it was important for you to decide maybe to bear testimony to the truth?
It is because I feel responsible for the profession. I started in banking in 1979, and at that time the esteem of a banker was the one like a doctor or preacher. It was a very highly regarded profession, and by now we have deteriorated a lot, and I think that most parts or big parts of banking are socially very useful things that we have to have in order to organize our life and our society, but that the system has become so hypertrophic that we have to take some measures to downsize it to a meaningful size again. And in order to be able to do that, you know, if you want to regulate something, you have to understand the physics and the mechanics behind it. And I think that that can only be explained by an insider, whether it's me or somebody else, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. So you decide to testimony, and you describe, in fact, a part of your life. What about your job? Because when you are talking about working days without sleeping, 2 days without sleeping, just to bring a product or bring a contract for a customer.
Mm-hmm. You are relating to the beginning of the film, and I was talking about two nighters and three nighters. I never did it myself, but I've seen young people do it. And what I think it's a perversion of labor. It's a perversion of work, because it's not labor anymore. It turns into a sacrifice. They sacrifice their labor to a goddess, and the goddess is called BNP Paribas or Deutsche Bank or UBS or whatever. And in return, the goddess gives them love, affection, family, whatever. Yeah, but it's important to understand, because it's not about money. And that's the first thing you have to understand. And the second thing you have to understand is that it's not about good and evil. So there's no such thing like the bad bankers and the good society. Yeah, and the bad bankers are doing things to the society. Forget it. Yeah, we're all part of the same game. And that makes it so difficult to control, because everything is intertwined.
When you are on this building in the movie, and you are in a hold, maybe we can think a market room, why you can think to be a master of universe in this market room? It's because of lot of people here, the screen.
It's something which grabs you. I'm in the movie I call it a virus. Yeah, some people say, how can you work in such an environment? 400 people, you know, shouting at each other and all this buzzing and so on. I couldn't work in a different environment. So you get used to it, you get attracted, you get sucked in. Yeah, it really assimilates you, and that is important. It's part of the game.
So maybe it's hard when you are in this market room to think about the real economy?
I think so, yes. You know, that's part, I think that doesn't only apply to financial sector. Yeah, the thing is, we live in a society where most highly regarded people are the people who know everything about a very, very small detail. Yeah, so you know everything about neutrinos. Yeah, in physics, or you know everything about the rear axle of a Peugeot, or you know everything about some financial derivative. But then, outside of this area, you know nothing. And from my point of view, in my logic, you cannot take responsibility, because you don't understand what the consequences of your act is. And then I think it's wrong to ask for responsibility. We have to change the way we deal with that question.
What about when we can spell the supply chain, in fact, with the market room and the management? Because we can't be sure that the management understand every day.
Then they shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't do things you don't understand. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. And don't buy things you don't understand. Mm-hmm. That relates to the society. Yeah. Why do you buy stuff that you don't understand? Don't do it.
But you say also that they said to you or to the people in the market room, we don't care how you are doing your
That's
business,
right.
your
yeah.
profit.
Yeah.
Just do plus 10% every year.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's a mathematical limit to that exercise, because you cannot grow exponentially over infinite time. It doesn't work.
Also, we saw you in the Master of Universe writing very simply a formula mm-hmm. about municipal bonds.
Yeah.
How can you explain that you can create a product just with a formula and sell the product to the customer?
Yeah, the formula was more a kind of dramatic trick for the movie. But I think that in general, mathematics plays too large a role in today's financial world, because it completely negates things like emotions, and like human failure and stuff like that. And by the way, it doesn't work. Yeah, I recall that I've read somewhere that after the Lehman crisis, in one bank there were 7 events which were 25 standard deviations from expectation, which means they could only happen every 10 by the 140 years, or something like, you know, 30 Fukushimas in one afternoon. It's about as probable, but it still happened, which means that all the models don't tell you anything. Financial assets, the value of a financial asset is what people are willing to pay for it, and not what your model tells you.